This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. USA Radio, Newsmax TV. Oh, it's a crazy day out there. Another great day in Trump land. The news coming in fast and furious. It's so exciting. I don't know how we all survived before Trump was president. I don't know how talk shows survived before Trump was president. I'm sure they survived for 8 years under Obama, conservative hosts, with just hatred for a commie ruining the United States and the United States economy. And I'm sure they survived for 8 years under Bill Clinton, with hatred for a commie ruining the United States economy. But man, nothing ever lived up to this. It's a great day in Trump land. It's a great day to be alive. And by the way, Justin Amash. Nobody can comment on Justin Amash more than Wayne Allyn Root. Not that I know him. I'm not going to claim I know him. I just know people like him. See, I was on the Libertarian presidential ticket in 2008. I was the vice presidential nominee, along with Bob Barr, the presidential nominee. So I was on the presidential ticket. And I missed winning the presidential nomination by just inches. And then I handed Barr the victory by throwing all my delegate votes to him, and he went over the top. And in 2012, a lot of the experts and insiders in the LP, Libertarian Party, thought I would be the Libertarian presidential nominee, and I decided to throw it all away and go back to the Republican Party because I just could not stand, number one, the idea of taking any votes away from Republicans when you're dealing with communists like Barack Obama. And by today's standards, Obama looks quite moderate. Considering the people running for office now, the only difference, by the way, between Obama and the people running for office on the Democratic side now is he was a stealth communist. He was just as bad as any of them, but he didn't show it. He acted moderate. He knew he couldn't get elected if he acted like a communist nutcase. And the idiots running for the Democratic nomination now are so extreme and radical and so delusional, they don't even understand that you can never be elected with the views they've got. So they are willing to, you know, come out and tell you what they are. But I'm running too far afield here. I decided I could not take votes away from any Republican running against a commie. So I went back to the Republican Party, and I also was sickened by certain views of the Libertarian Party. Number one, libertarians just hate winning. They have no interest in winning. They love their status as cute, adorable losers. And I like to be a winner. So I couldn't take the party anymore. That's number one. They just can't take winning. When it's staring them right in the face, they're like, no. I want to lose and call myself pure. I'm pure. I'm a virgin. I'd rather not have sex because I want to tell the world I'm a virgin, a loser. That's the libertarian mindset. Which is why so many in the Libertarian Party call themselves losertarians instead of libertarians. And number two, they believe in open borders. Here's a party that's a conservative party that believes in open borders. And they wonder why they've never won anything above jaw catcher in the history of the party. Now, they've elected a few little people here or there above dog catcher. I'm just kind of exaggerating to make a point. But they've never elected anybody major. They've never had a senator. They've never had a governor. They've never had a lieutenant governor. They certainly haven't had a president of the United States. They've had a couple of small-town mayors, a couple of state senators, a couple of state assemblymen, stuff like that. But they've never had any success because, A, they like to be losers. They revel in it. And, B, they believe in open borders, and that destroys any chance of getting any good votes. And, C, they have a hatred of Israel. Libertarians have a hatred of Israel. And in all the years I was with the Libertarian Party, because it was like a 5-year dance with them, I never, ever, ever met a libertarian that seemed to have a hate for any other country but Israel. So I came to the conclusion that many of them are anti-Semitic. They hate Jews. It's personal. Because if it wasn't that, then how come the only country you choose to hate is Israel? How come the one country every libertarian wants to pull funding from is Israel? When Israel's our best friend in the world. Why wouldn't you say what Wayne Root used to say in the party, which got me the VP nomination, that I want to stop a lot of foreign funding? It's ridiculous. Foreign aid is a ripoff to the American taxpayer. But let's start with all the money we give to the enemies of the United States and worry about the friends later. As an example, I would no longer fund all of Israel's enemies, who all hate us, all Muslim countries that hate Americans and Western civilization and Christianity. I'd stop funding them before I'd ever fund. I'd stop funding Pakistan and Egypt and Saudi Arabia before I'd ever stop funding Israel. But no. Libertarians always started with Israel. Because I think they hate Israel. I think they hate Jews. So I think they're anti-Semitic, one. I think they're for open borders, which is a joke. And number three, they like to lose. So along comes Justin Amash, who's a libertarian Republican, who's like the leader of all libertarian Republicans in the Congress and the House, and he announces that he thinks Trump should be impeached. He's the first Republican. He gives weapons to the Democratic Party. This guy is a traitor to the GOP. So what's his deal? I go look him up, because I knew very little about him. Other than he's very conservative. Usually we agree. Anything with money we generally agree on. But when I looked him up, he's always against building a wall. He's probably open borders guy, number one. Number two, he's always against Israel. And what's his background? He's a Palestinian American. His father's Palestinian. His mother is Syrian. I'm sorry, there's a problem there. There's an issue there. There's some sort of an issue where people of a certain thinking, persuasion, race, culture, just can never embrace Jews in Israel. And I don't know why that is, but it just is, because he's an American. He's not Palestinian, he's not Syrian, he's American as apple pie, and he's born in America, and he's an American, and we probably agree on 99% of issues, but we are enemies when it comes to the issue of open borders, and the issue of Israel, and funding for our best friend in the world, and we're also enemies when it comes to this idea that winning is important. If you lose, if Trump were to lose, the next president of the United States is going to be a commie. And America's done forever. And Justin Amash is so stupid and selfish, he doesn't get that. So two things came out about Justin Amash, or three things. Number one, he said Trump should be impeached over the weekend. So that's number one. And guess what? Republican Michigan State Representative Jim Loehr has announced to be mounting a primary challenge against Justin Amash over his comments about impeaching President Trump. So Loehr will be in the race. Let's see, he now to be sitting out the race for his third term in the state Senate and will instead be running for the third congressional district in Michigan that Amash has held since 2011. And there you go. As soon as you go against Trump and show your insanity, you're going to find out you're not wanted in the Republican Party anymore. And the third thing that came out about Amash is Trump-hating Representative Justin Amash has personal business interests in China. On Saturday, Trump-hating GOP Representative Justin Amash tweeted out that President Trump should be impeached. In fact, he says, Mueller's report identifies multiple examples of conduct satisfying all the elements of obstruction of justice, and undoubtedly any person who's not the President of the United States would be indicted based on such evidence. What a rhino. What a loser. Amash worked for his family's business, Tecton Tools, after graduating college. He was raised in Kentwood, Michigan, by a Palestinian Christian father and a Syrian Christian mother, which is unusual because usually if you're Palestinian Christian and Syrian Christian, you love Jews and you love Israel. He attended college and law school at the University of Michigan, briefly worked in his family's business, which makes handheld implements such as screwdrivers. In 2010, Representative Amash's Democratic challenger cut ads accusing Amash and his family of owning factories in China. And then in response, he said, Amash said, the family's company has staff in China to facilitate trade and make sure we get what we're looking for, but has no manufacturing plants there. According to his financial disclosure forms, Amash is a co-owner of Dynamic Source International, a Chinese company that supplies Michigan Industrial Tools, Inc., his father's Wyoming-based business. And it's based in the Yuhang District in Hangzhou, China. Here's more in his business interests from the Conservative Treehouse. In 2017 disclosure forms, he AMASH reports income of between $100,000 and $1 million a year for his ownership stake in Michigan Industrial Tools. Michigan Industrial Tools, a parent company manufacturing in China that produces Tekton tools, Justin AMASH's Michigan family business. According to an earlier Michigan article, AMASH is the co-owner of Dynamic Source International, a Chinese company that supplies Michigan industrial tools. And then a visit to the website of Dynamic Source International shows the company operates manufacturing and factory facilities located in Hangzhou, capital city of the Zhejiang province. Wow. And when you follow the internal link within Dynamic Source International website, it connects to the portal of Tekton Tools. And there it says Dynamic Source International and Michigan Industrial Tools appear as the same corporation doing manufacturing in Hangzhou, China. The finished product is then shipped and sold to the U.S. by the AMASH family, Justin and his brother Jeff, under the name Tekton Tools. No wonder AMASH hates Trump. Just like Biden's son, they're getting rich in China off of us. Of course they want lousy trade deals because they don't want to rock the boat. So now we know he's half Palestinian in his background, half Syrian in his background. He hates Israel. There have been votes about Israel on the floor of the United States House where the vote has been like 400 to 1, and he's the one. You don't think there's some hatred there for Jews? Come on. And now we know he's an open borders guy. He hates walls. He votes against the wall. He's the only Republican that consistently votes against the wall in the entire United States House. And now we know he does business in China. We've now ripped apart Justin AMASH. Now you know why officially I left the Libertarian Party. Because there's people there who are nutty. I met some nice people. We're friends for life. But there's some people who are nutty about open borders. There's some people that are obsessed with hatred for Israel. There's some people that hate winning. And then you have this guy who's got a massive conflict of interest. He's not pro-free markets. He's pro-Justin AMASH. He's pro-Justin AMASH getting rich off of America's lousy dealings with China. He wants you to get screwed so you can get rich. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
War now!
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I just wish there was some way to keep up with all the news. I have a stack, as usual, of about 100 articles, and I'll get to maybe 5, maybe 6 or 7 today. And the other, 90 never get to see the light of day, so you're not going to hear about them. But at least I get to the top 5 to 7, none of which will be on the evening news tonight. At least not from my perspective, right? It might be from the left's perspective, with a whole different bias look at them. But, of 2 of them, maybe, and the other 5 would never be on the news. Let me give you an example before I tell you who I am here. Before I even say Wayne Root and station identification, all that, I got to read this one to you because this is why we despise liberals. Illegal alien convicted of raping a dog to death in the United States. This filthy, disgusting piece of human garbage that should be pulled apart by 8 cars with chains to his appendages and get ready, get set, go. Pull him to shreds. You filthy, disgusting, subhuman piece of garbage. I'm liberal. I love dogs. There's my most liberal aspect in life. I would do anything for dogs. Anything. I love animals and I love dogs in particular. Anyone who touches a dog around me, I'm telling you, you got a problem. You have no idea what you're dealing with if you do something to a dog in front of me. And this illegal alien raped a dog to death, was convicted of it, and released by his sanctuary state of Oregon. They didn't want him to be deported after he raped a dog to death. Illegal alien Fidel Lopez, 52 years old, convicted last month and sentenced to 60 days in prison after raping his girlfriend, small Lhasa Apso, which led to the dog's death. Can you even imagine what the last moments were like for that poor little dog? put in this earth to be murdered in a rape by this fiendish piece of human garbage, illegal alien, no doubt from Mexico. The judge in the case said he would have given the illegal alien more prison time, but 60 days is the maximum sentence allowed in Oregon. And following his sentence, he was immediately released because he'd served 60 days while waiting to stand trial. So he was found guilty and let go instantly because he already served 60 days. But despite his illegal alien status, his county in Oregon released Lopez back into the community. He's a rapist of dogs and a murderer during rape, and they released him back in the community. ICE had requested the illegal alien be turned over to them for deportation should he be released from prison, but the sanctuary state officials of Oregon ignored the ICE request and released the illegal alien into the public. The Multnomah County Jail did not honor the immigration detainer and released him without notice to ICE, says ICE spokesman Tanya Roman to the New York Daily News. Sanctuary policies not only provide a refuge for illegal aliens, they also shield criminal aliens who prey on people in their own communities. Guess what? ICE found him, took Lopez into custody, and he will be deported from the United States. No thanks to the people running Oregon. Do you know how sick and mentally ill the people of Oregon are who run things, who think a dog rapist, a murderer dog rapist, should be allowed back into your community? Do you know what that man would do to your daughter? How about your three-year-old? How about your three-year-old son? Why would he care? He screwed a dog to death. A small dog. A helpless small dog was murdered by this sick, mentally ill reject by the name of Fidel Lopez. And they wanted him to avoid ICE. This, folks, is the United States of America today under liberals, under Oregon liberals. This is America. This is your country. All right, now I'll do my station ID, because I had to get that story out before the day was up, and I wasn't able to give it to you because there's so much news. There's news about Donald Trump and his lawyer. And Mitt Romney standing up to Justin Amash, the moron. And Australia, where a conservative won against all odds in a stunning upset. A Trump conservative. Because of immigration. It's because of people like Fidel Lopez that people quietly, the silent majority, quietly votes for Trump. While everyone else is screaming and ranting, you're all racist, you're racist, you're racist, you're terrible, you hate people of color. But the rest of us just quietly sit there and go, we just laugh at you. Because we know what the truth is. We're not racists, but we're not insane. We're not self-hating. We're not suicidal. We don't hate ourselves and our country so much that we want to let people in whose goal in life is Sharia law or raping dogs to death or throwing gay people off roofs or hitting someone with a brick because the woman showed more skin than her eyeballs. We're kind of smart about things like that. God bless Trump.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, well, we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A rewarding relationship.
Staples wants to thank you for your business
by helping you save money for your business.
So now, during Staples Customer Appreciation Month, you can save big money on the things your business uses every day, like ink, toner, and paper.
And right now, a ream of Staples multi-purpose paper is only $4.50. That's almost half off.
Just our way of saying thanks.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
In store only, S-525-19, valid on SKU 513099.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former White House counsel Don McGahn has been directed to follow a Justice Department opinion saying he should not testify before the House Judiciary Committee on Tuesday. That's according to White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. The National Weather Service is issuing a high-risk warning for tornadoes and flash floods from central and western Oklahoma to northwest Texas. The University of Oklahoma is closing their main campus, and Oklahoma Governor Republican Kevin Stitt says the state is doing what they can to be prepared.
Mark Gower, our emergency management director, has been keeping us abreast of the situation, and it's kind of changing throughout the day, but we're just making sure we're prepared, and we've got eyeballs on this storm, and we're just praying for the best. It'll kind of be nothing's going to happen, but we're ready to help all of our local communities if something does happen.
Parts of Texas and Oklahoma are already under tornado watches. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Drive.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network. Live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, now it's time for our official open of the show, because I was on such a rant to start with against Justin Amash, this incredible fool on the Republican side giving ammo to Democrats by asking for the impeachment of President Trump. Just a little jealous, bitter, libertarian, open borders, anti-Israel loser. And I was so worked up over this illegal alien from Mexico that raped a dog to death. And in Oregon, it's a community that's a sanctuary state, and they let him out of prison and didn't tell ICE because they didn't want him detained and sent out of the country, deported. He raped a small dog to death, and they defend him. These are the people that Bernie Sanders wants to vote. They want him to cancel out your vote or mine. So I got in such a frenzy over this, I never even got to open the show and let you know it's Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio and Newsmax TV. This is War, your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, and I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only fight a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. The show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded and owned and operated by the great Edward Stolz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in syndicated radio, so it's the Ed and Fred Show. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. Numerically, that's 833-927-8255, 833-927-8255. All right, now we get our guest. Now that I got all that out of the way and my ranting out of the way, Brigitte Gabriel, one of our favorite guests, she's a terrorism expert, chairman of ACT for America, the largest national security grassroots organization in the U.S., and the author of Rise. Brigitte Gabriel, the audience is rising because you have arrived. How are you?
Thank you, Wayne. I'm delighted to be with you.
So it's another crazy day in Trump land. Lots of things going on. Lots of mentally disturbed Democrats. What do you know, by the way, what do you know about this guy, Justin Amash? Do you know anything about him that I don't know? Why a Republican, other than him being a little bitter, jealous loser who likes to lose and is jealous of Trump, do you have any idea why Justin Amash has such a hatred for President Trump that he'd actually say he should be impeached?
Well, you know, he might as well be a Democrat, and I think he just ran as a Republican just, you know, to get into the system. But he is not the only one. Look, I work with the swamp. I go up to the swamp. You know, they say in Washington, D.C., if you want a friend, you better have a dog. And it is so true. Working on the inside in Washington, D.C., you understand that everybody's out for himself. And he's not the only one who hates Trump on the Republican side. Remember, the first time when Trump got elected, we had the full House and we had the Senate. We had members of the Republican Party working against the president. They did not come out and say we want to impeach him, but they were actively working behind the scenes to literally get rid of Trump. They would have been delighted if the Russian collusion delusion was true. And I have seen it personally. I mean, I have witnessed it personally. So this is why this president is having such a hard time getting things done, because he's not only fighting his enemies, he is also fighting traitors in the trenches with him who are supposedly Republicans who have the audacity to come out and say, impeach the president.
Right. Yeah, well, here's the thing. Look, Mitt Romney is another one who I consider to be a traitor to the GOP. Not a traitor to America, don't get me mistaken. Mitt certainly is no traitor to America, but to the Republican cause and to Donald Trump, I think he's a backstabber and a traitor. And Mitt Romney even came out and defended Trump today and said, I wasn't happy with the Mueller report and what I saw, but it certainly doesn't rise to the level of impeachment. Can you imagine when Mitt Romney says that, how bad Justin Amash must be? He's in a league all of his own, Brigitte, so that's all I could say. say. You know, even Mitt Romney doesn't agree with that one. But let's talk about some of the things here that are hot in the news. Certainly the China deal is hot. The immigration plan is hot. The possible war with Iran is a very hot topic, all of which are within your expertise. You tweeted out, China steals our intellectual property and partners with our enemies. We've been in a trade war for decades. It's pathetic the left sides with China over Trump. Tell us a little bit about why you sent that tweet out.
I sent that tweet out because since President Trump became president, the American public have become more aware of how badly we have been treated by supposedly our allies that we do business with, and even major countries. Look, half of our product is manufactured in China. This is exactly why you walk into Walmart and you get cheap Christmas ornament for 99 cents and you get a shirt for $5. The majority of these products are manufactured in China. China has been making a killing making our products. And until President Trump became president, nobody really cared about our international business deals with anybody else in the world because nobody really cared except about their own pocket. We finally have a president who actually cares about the benefit of the American people as well as of America as a nation, and he is putting America first. And he began exposing all the wrongs that China was doing, that our foreign allies are doing while making money off of the American public. And that's exactly why he went after them, and that's exactly why President Trump is digging his heels down and saying, we're not going to back down. Even if we have to get into a trade war, I'm willing to chance it as we negotiate to get the best deal for the American public. Now, the left is upset because obviously the stock market is unstable. I mean, look, this has been such a terrible market this last few weeks because of what's happening with China and the trade deal. But we need to get to a point in our country, and we are here now under President Trump, where we need to say, when you negotiate with your enemy, you cannot even blink. You have to stand firm. It's not easy. It is uncomfortable, but you have to stick to it, and that's exactly what he's doing. And that's why, and by the way, his strategy will work at the end. He's a masterful negotiator. He did not start doing this yesterday. And because the left knows that President Trump has a great chance of literally reshaping our international business deals with everybody else in the world to benefit the American public and America, you know, first. And this is exactly why the left is so scared that he may actually triumph in this deal over China, which will benefit him in his reelection. And that's why they're screaming to high heaven and they are complaining about what's happening.
All right, so there was an article out. I want to jump to the next topic. I'm with you, by the way, 100%. I was at the Money Show, and I gave a speech. I was asked about Trump and trade and China, and I said, listen, I'm a small businessman. The customer is king. The customer is God. The customer is everything. There is no rule two. That's the only rule of business. Customer is the king. We're the customer of China. Biggest
That's
customer.
Right.
We got them by the you-know-what, by the cojones, and nobody gets that except me and you and Trump and a few people in his inner circle. They can try and hurt us a little bit, and they'll do a little damage here or there, but nobody's understanding. While they're doing a little pinprick damage to us and hurting a few farmers, but Trump's going to solve that by giving them a big aid package. While that's happening, we're bringing them to their knees. We're going to wipe out China. They're going to be destroyed, and their government is going to get literally a revolution and overthrown, and at the last minute, they're going to capitulate and come to their knees, and they're going to beg Trump for a deal. That's my opinion. So we'll see what happens.
I agree with you.
All right, so there was a story out last week. I don't know if you saw it. It was the lead story on Friday on my show, and I want to mention it again, that non-citizens, which means 99% are illegal aliens, non-citizens commit 42% of all federal crimes in the United States, despite being only 7% of the U.S. population. That's an eye-opening number, and it tells you that Democrats have been lying all along when they act as if illegals are not a one-man crime wave. They are a crime wave of epic proportions, 42% of all federal crimes committed by 7% of the U.S. population. So Trump came out with his new immigration plan, which emphasizes immigrant skills and education and talent and brains and even money. Yes, if they're willing to buy a home, if they're willing to start a business, hire people, all of that will become more important than family ties because you got in the country, now you want to bring 80 of your relatives over who may be on welfare the rest of their lives or commit crimes against Americans. What are your thoughts on Trump's new immigration plan, Bridget Gabriel?
I love Trump. President Trump's new immigration plan. As a matter of fact, we, my organization, Act for America, has worked with the administration before the plan even came out. This is part of our input and part of us working on it. Look, I am a legal immigrant to the country, Wayne. You know me. You have worked with me for years. You know, but nowadays when you say we don't want, you know, immigrants, unless it's based on merit, unless, you know, people say, oh, my God, you're a racist. Well, nobody can accuse me of racist. I immigrated here from the Middle East. I came to the United States. I paid for my own airline ticket. I paid for all my medical testing. And I had to study a 2-inch thick book written by the Daughters of the American Revolution about America's history, America's culture, our Constitution, our judiciary system. And I had to take an exam in English and pass both a written and an oral exam in order for me to become an American. And that was only 30 years ago. This is what President Trump is talking about enforcing right now. Anybody who wants to come here, not only they should be qualified, you know, on what they can, how they can add to the American culture, but what also, they have to understand our culture, they have to understand our Constitution, they have to be able to speak English and at least be able to write English. How else they're going to be able to learn, go to university, graduate, get a job, work, contribute to society, if you cannot write nor speak English? And that's exactly why he did what he did, and I'm behind him 100%. It's about time we stand together with our president to enforce this. And I want to tell you, Wayne, as an immigrant, I know a lot of legal immigrants like me who spend a ton of money.
Bridget, wait, just, we're going to add. We got a little music coming on. Give me a second. Can you wait through the break? We'll take you on the other side. I rarely keep guests anymore, 2 segments. You are a good, always two-segmenter. That's what I consider you, Bridget, my favorite two-segmenter. So hang on. Don't go anywhere. If only America had all immigrants like Brigitte, we would be the greatest country the world's ever known times 1,000. We want more Brigitte and less of the other kind, which is the bad guys. We'll be right back. War now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I won't.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer. State laws apply.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer.
The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
War now.
Tired.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Crazy day out there. Crazy, crazy day. Lots going on in the news. We kept Brigitte Gabrielle over for another segment. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment, My Doctor Suggests. I'm going to be very quick. They saved my voice. For the last 3 years since I started this show, I've sucked on their silver lozenges, and it saved my voice and kept me on the air where I didn't miss 1 minute in 3 years. And now they're saving my health with their silver liquid and silver mouthwash and silver soap and silver gel. It's all alkaline structured silver that destroys yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming our good bacteria. So it's great, great, great stuff. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root. Whether you call or go to their website, either way, you just remember the promo code ROOT for my last name, R-O-O-T, and you get 20% off your order. It's amazing stuff. Haven't been sick in 3 years. Haven't lost my voice in 3 years. I've come close, but never quite because I suck on those lozenges and drink their liquid. 866-660-9868. Now a sponsor of both the radio and TV show. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests at mydoctorsuggests.com/root. Brigitte Gabrielle is back. Terrorism expert, chairman of Act for America, and she is the author of a book called Rise. She is the head of the largest national security grassroots organization in the USA, the aforementioned Act for America. Great to have you back, Brigitte.
Thank you, Wayne.
So you do realize over the weekend, another Trump-like leader won a stunning upset victory in Australia, right?
Yes, he did. And good for him. You know, the media was melting in Australia. They did not see it coming because they vilified this guy and they called him crazy. And he was supposedly, you know, the extreme right winger that nobody's going to elect. But you know what? He touched on a hot button that Australians were feeling. They were worried about what's happening in Europe. They see the same thing happening in their country. And they decided, you know what? We're going to start electing people who are going to care about us, and they're going to recognize the threat that's coming to our country and do something about it.
And I also saw, not only was it a big victory for Trump and his philosophy, because the number one issue in Australia was immigration, and they're scared to death of a lot of bad people coming to the country, but also there's a German television station that was shocked. They asked the question, does Islam belong in Germany? And they were shocked. The results, 95% said no, and 4% said yes. And, you know, the leaders and the elites never understand this. They think it's racism, we're terrible people, oh my God. No, in reality, you just want to keep safe for your family and your kids. And you could see there's lots of threats from extreme radical Islam on all of us. If you let in a lot of Muslims, some percentage is going to be radical and extreme and hurt people. And it could be your kid or your family that gets hurt. It's common sense that says, be careful, like a neon flashing light, and have some extreme vetting before you let bad people in your country, right?
Absolutely, as they should. Look, if they would have asked, we're talking basically, Wayne, about the clash of cultures. We're talking about two different sets of values. We're talking about different traditions, different way of thinking. If you go to Saudi Arabia, if you go to Iran, if you go to Egypt, Syria, pick any Islamic country and tell them, we're going to make women equal to men. We're going to make women become presidents and decision makers. We're going to make the woman average with her husband as equally the head of the household. We're going to make women be able to wear a bikini, go to the beach, go to a topless beach, wear short dresses, wear sleeveless dresses, whatever. We're going to give them the same freedom as we have in the West. And you ask the Muslim people in any Islamic country, do you think those Western ideas belong in, and you just fill in the country, Sudan, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, Egypt, Lebanon, Jordan, you name it. What do you think the answer is going to be? The answer is going to be absolutely not. It's going to be exactly like what people in Germany answered, because it's a different value system. And what people in the West are seeing right now is the importation of societies that are not as, that are not equal to us. I mean, I believe Western societies are superior to societies that say kill their daughters in the name of honor, believe in cutting the hands for stealing, believe that, you know, they are crooked, they are corrupt, you know, those dictatorships do not belong in our countries. And those people who adhere to those type of ideology and extremism do not belong in our country. And that's exactly why we say we need to bring people. If people want to immigrate to our countries, they're welcome to come, but they have to prove themselves as to why they're coming. You have to work. You don't come here to siphon off of the welfare system of any Western nation. Come here to contribute and become a part of that Western nation, just like all immigrants who used to come to the United States or Canada or Australia or Germany used to come because they were attracted to the Western way of life, to the Western way of making money and prospering. Those are the type of immigrants we want to bring into our society.
I'm with you. Extreme vetting, extreme vetting, extreme vetting. And bring people in who have a little bit of money, a little bit of education, a little bit of know-how, a little bit of skills, a little bit of talent. Not just because someone else is here, that's their long-lost niece or nephew or uncle or whatever. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense at all. That's why our nation is 22 trillion in debt now, because we just keep bringing in people who don't contribute. They take, and never put in. Brigitte Gabriel, terrorism expert, chairman of Act for America, largest national security grassroots organization in the USA, and author of Rise, and my fans love her. Thank you, Brigitte.
Thank you, my friend, and I encourage people to go to actforamerica.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.